A recent survey indicates that there has been a major shift in the thinking of professed homosexuals across the country. The Barna Group on Monday released a new study that explores the faith life of homosexuals. In that study, I quote, "A substantial majority of gays cite their faith as a central facet of their life, consider themselves to be Christian, and claim to have some type of meaningful personal commitment to Jesus Christ. For Christians across this country, this is a moment of truth." Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, host of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. I recently spoke with Joe Dallas, the author of The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible, about this important subject. It's interesting to note that on the back cover of this book, Joe is saying that he is answering one question. Is it possible to be both gay and Christian? It says Joe Dallas thought so. For 6 years, he was both actively gay and a church-attending Christian. But deep within, he was bothered by one huge question. Quote, "Am I basing my decision to embrace the gay and Christian identity on the belief that this is God's will for my life, or on the hope that this is what God might allow?" Unquote. That question caused Joe to take another look, not just at what he wanted out of life, but at what God wanted for him. From his unique personal perspective on the pro-gay Christian movement, Joe provides a thorough background in the development and the nature of the gay gospel. He also provides a concise, detailed understanding of the pro-gay theology and a clear biblical response to each belief. All of this wrapped up in practical, compassionate plan to bring truth to people who believe gay and Christian are compatible. In this book, The Gay Gospel, you find this crucial balance between conviction and compassion and a practical guide to communicating with those who have embraced the pro-gay theology. Here's Joe during that interview talking about the major shift that has taken place among professing homosexuals. Chapters of your book, things are very different from when you first started to write about this subject. Is that true?
That is true. 10-15 years ago, when people argued about homosexuality, they were still generally arguing over whether or not it was normal or whether or not it was moral. But today, that argument has shifted now from the question of whether or not it is right or wrong to the question now of whether or not God created it, whether or not the Bible really condemns it. And so we're seeing a growing number of people who call themselves born-again Christians accepting this pro-gay interpretation of the Bible. And as you were just reading some excerpts from my book, it reminded me that we have some people who are very well known who are now saying that homosexuality is not a sin, God created it, the Bible does not condemn it, and we all need to change our thinking. There are other people who are very prominent, like Cynthia Clawson, like former President Jimmy Carter, who are not necessarily saying that homosexuality is good, but they are saying that it's a very unimportant topic, we shouldn't worry about it, and in essence, they put it in the same category as debates over when the rapture of the church is going to come, or, you know, debates over whether or not it's okay to go to the movies. Those are relatively insignificant debates. And so the two main movements are either to change the church's thinking on this issue or to minimize the issue so that nobody bothers to really take a stand on it. And both movements, to my thinking, are very dangerous.
You've been listening to A Moment of Truth, which is a cultural commentary provided by the Knowing the Truth radio ministry. Check us out on the web at www.knowingthetruth.org.